Welcome back to another episode of the Headline Decoder on your favorite local radio, CJMQ 88.9. I'm Adele, and this is your weekly Canadian political breakdown. I'm glad you joined me in this last episode on Legault's resignation and the implications of this decision on his party and the rest of Quebec. In the previous episodes, we have discussed Legault's path to political power in Quebec, his ups and downs as a premier, the potential implications of his resignation, which leaves space for a new party to be elected, background information on his party, the accomplishments and mistakes of Legault and the CAQ in each mandate, and criticism around Legault's resignation speech. Overall, you should now understand that we might witness a significant change in the political focus of Quebec after the 2026 fall elections. In fact, if the Parti Québécois or any other party wins Quebecers' confidence, it could lead to the CAQ's rupture. I had also mentioned that finding a replacement for Legault was very complex because he is the founder of the CAQ and has been its decision maker and leader since its foundation. Now that he isn't the right figure to carry out his party's goals anymore, and the party is awaiting its next DNA, the party's survival will be in the hands of Legault's successor. This is the first leadership race ever in the party's history, and one that will have significant impacts on Quebec politics. Indeed, the future premier will have only about 6 months to proceed to change Quebecers' view of the party. If they fail, another party is likely to take over, and this implies that significant changes will happen in Quebec, either for the better or for the worse. However, we know that it isn't an easy task to take over a party that has lost the support of a population. But some people believe that Legault's resignation is the perfect opportunity to correct his mistakes and not follow in his footsteps. Today, let's take a look at the current campaign to see what each candidate has to offer in this race for support in the cabinet and the CAQ caucus. Christine Fréchette and Bernard Drainville are the two candidates running to become Quebec's premier. They will be running against each other in a leadership race until the end of the campaign in mid-April to be the new CAQ leader. Then, the one who wins the most supporters among the CAQ caucus will become the CAQ's next leader. Because the CAQ is still in power until October, becoming the new CAQ leader means becoming Quebec's premier until the National Assembly is dissolved in October. That is why whether the CAQ will be re-elected in October probably depends on what the party's next leader will achieve by the end of its mandate. Here's some information about each candidate that can help us imagine what the CAQ could look like in a few months. First, both Fréchette and Drainville have advanced that they're nationalists who care about the economy and Quebec's quest for more autonomy within the Canadian Federation. Are they really on the same page about these issues, which were at the center of the CAQ's goals? Will they correct past mistakes that Legault made regarding these? Will their ambitions in those fields satisfy Quebecers' need for change and allow the CAQ to gain back the population's support in the next provincial elections? To answer those questions, we can analyze what each candidate has said so far in the campaign and what the people who support either Fréchette or Drainville said about them. This will enable us to get a general idea of their visions, projects, and personalities. We can also look at their support standing so far, but we need to keep in mind that it'll change throughout the campaign. This means that, like with polls, we can't rely on this information to know for sure who the next premier will be. Right now, it is Christine Fréchette who has the most supporters. Here is some relevant information on her. Christine Fréchette is the former Minister of Economy and Energy. She is leading with the support of 51% of the CAQ voters. She has gotten the support of many of her former colleagues. Some of them have commented on her leadership and management skills, her values, and her ability to pursue the economic and nationalist missions of the CAC. Because of those qualities they believe Fréchette has, they think that she's the right person to embody the future of the party and make decisions for all of Quebec. Indeed, according to them, Christine Fréchette is the politician we need at the head of Quebec's government right now, because she has a great vision for our province's future. Others have described this candidate as someone who knows how to surround herself with competent people and who demonstrates great listening skills. Already, Fréchette's position on the Third Link debate has demonstrated how rational, deliberate, and cautious she is in her decision-making process. For those who don't know, the Third Link tunnel bridge between Quebec City and Lévis was a project promised to Quebecers in 2018, and it was an inherent part of the CAQ. However, their promise to accomplish the project was broken in 2023. The Third Link had already been problematic in the past, but with Legault's resignation, the debate has resurfaced to haunt the party. It is probably the worst possible time for this debate to bring back past chaos and disorder in the government team, when the CAQ is trying to put its past mistakes behind it by electing a new leader. In fact, the Third Link debate is a source of conflict between the two running candidates, but Bernard Drinville insists that the Third Link is part of the necessary debate they must have in the campaign. Bernard Drinville is the former Minister of Environment at the National Assembly. So far, he has received the support of fewer members at the National Assembly than his opponent. Drinville and other members of the National Assembly want to achieve the Third Link project as they had promised Quebecers years ago. Drinville had even publicly vowed to bring it back when it was cancelled in 2023. Fréchette, on the other hand, decided to be more cautious before making any commitment because she's aware of how politically fragile the issue is. Her careful consideration of the project's implications can be positive, and the fact that she doesn't make promises if she knows she might be unable to keep them is a strength for a politician. In fact, many political figures are criticized for breaking their promises. This was the case of François Legault. Over time, he lost the confidence of the public opinion, which eventually led to his resignation. Then, it is safe to say that Christine Fréchette's careful attention to the potential impacts of this project is a quality that Quebecers seek in a premier. However, her inability to position herself on the question of the Third Link has become the object of critique from her opponent. Indeed, Drinville regards Fréchette's ambivalence as a lack of leadership because he considers that all members of the CAQ were in favor of the Third Link from the start when they joined the party. Regardless of the different arguments proposed by the candidates, the mention of the Third Link project is relevant in the leadership race because it allows us to see certain personal characteristics and political views of each leader. It is also important right now because Drinville and his supporters believe that the achievement or non-achievement of the CAQ's promise could put its credibility at stake. Overall, the main difference we can notice between the two candidates is that Drinville says the CAQ lost its nerve, while Fréchette says it just needs to govern better. In fact, Drinville believes that the CAQ has shifted from its original 2018 mission. That is why he calls for a return to a more ideologically assertive form of CAQ nationalism. On the other hand, Fréchette positions herself much closer to the party's governing record. Indeed, while she acknowledged the party's past mistakes during Legault's governance, she emphasizes better economic competence, as the CAQ did under Legault's government. As I said, it is practically impossible to predict which candidate will become the next CAQ leader, but here's what the statistics say. Christine Fréchette is still leading with 51% of the CAQ voters favorable to her, compared to only 24% for Drainville. Drainville might have greater name recognition, but it comes with a heavy burden of negative impressions. On the contrary, Fréchette is known by much less members of the Quebec electorate, but she appears better positioned to let the CAQ catch its breath at the end of this political cycle. Then, once again, only the future will tell which candidate will win, but we know that the winner will determine whether the CAQ intends to go down defending its past or gambling on a different future. Indeed, in such an unstable time for the party, any decision regarding small or big issues can impact the future of the CAQ. The decision of the Third Link will definitely impact the party. Now that I have covered many different details around the resignation of Legault, the future of his party, and the potential new leaders who will play a significant role in this future, the podcast is coming to an end. We cannot know which of these two candidates will become the next head of government in Quebec. For now, François Legault is still occupying this function. In an interview, he stated the CAQ's two major priorities. The first focus he thinks our province's government should have, right now with the CAQ, and later if another party is elected, is the economy. Legault mentions that it is particularly important in this period of hardship with the United States. Legault also took the opportunity to highlight how he thinks that the CAQ is the party that can best reach this goal. He made that really clear when he spoke his mind on the Parti Québécois' inability to achieve such goals. In fact, he said that he doesn't think the PQ is the right party for Quebec's economy. The second priority of the CAQ is to preserve the French language, especially in Montreal. Legault, once again, criticized another party to put his forward. This time, he said that the Liberal Party isn't the right for the protection of the French language in Montreal. With this in mind, we see that Legault is still working toward a better Quebec and the CAQ's initial goals. However, even though Legault has stated that his government would not be put on pause during this race, some people have noticed the disorganization over key issues sparked by the race. This adds to the current uncertainty and instability of Quebec politics. I will end this episode with one question that only time can answer. Will the future candidate be able to overcome current issues, make the right decisions for Quebec politics, and rebuild CAQ's status and gain the province's trust after losing it? This first ever race for leadership in the CAQ's history could mark either the beginning of the party's ascent to popularity and journey to re-election, or the end of a political era in Quebec if the new premier fails to give Quebecers faith in the party again. Is there a chance that we will witness CAQ's comeback in the race for the 2026 fall election? Or will the CAQ disappear with its leader after two majority governments? Let's just hope that Quebec's political future is bright. According to Ontario Premier Doug Ford, Canada needs to be united right now because of the tense context with the United States. He believes that it would be a disaster if the separatists were elected in Quebec. All the pressure is on the members of the National Assembly right now because they need to carefully select the candidate who will restore balance and stability in Quebec. The only question left is whether a change of leader at the head of the party will be the change that Quebecers need or not. If the CAQ isn't the right fit for our nation anymore, then which party will be? I will repeat this one last time. Only the future can tell. And now this episode is coming to an end for real. I hope that this episode's topic interested you, because Legault's resignation will have many impacts on our province, and that's why I thought it was interesting to cover it. For now, I hope that you learned a few things and will stay informed to see who our next premier will be. Until then, stay alert for next week's episode to stay informed about the politics of our country. If I may subtly announce next week's topic, I'd say the word Olympics. Join me again in future episodes of the Headline Decoder on CJMQ 88.9 to discuss more news and events.